This is a podcast from Rover.
You're listening to Socrates Walks Into a Bar. It is time now for another crowd quandary.
This is from Jenny from Manchester in England. Mm-hmm. It's my great uncle's funeral this weekend. I'd never met him. Why do we have to respect the dead? As this will be my first funeral, what's the least amount of respect expected at something like this?
Good questions.
So I guess the first one is, if you don't know anybody, like, why do we have to go? Why does she have to go?
This is a tree falling in a wood situation. Your uncle is a tree falling.
She's never
There's
met
no
him.
One in the wood.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah, I think it raises a really good point because it's, when someone dies, it seems like it's impossible to harm them. Like, you're not doing anything wrong to the person by not going because they can't be aware of it.
That's right.
You subscribe to the idea that we completely
if you don't believe in life after death. Though, some philosophers, I think even though they don't believe in life after death, still think you can be harmed after you die.
Because you are your reputation?
Yeah, I think there's like reputational harm, but also...
Oh, philosophers of course would say that.
Because they're getting me tooed all over the shop.
Yeah, because their whole life work's been, questioned. Yeah.
That's so
throughout
true.
The whole...
You're obsessed with legacy and leaving stuff after their death.
Yeah, so of course they're going to think that, yeah.
Yeah, I think one argument I heard was, if say you're on your deathbed and someone whispers, just a second before you die, someone whispers, an insult to you, you're fat and ugly.
You're an asshole.
It should have
your grandma was like on her last legs, like about to take her final breath, dying of emphysema. It was like, grandma. You suck.
Oh, she's gone.
I hate your baking. I've never liked a biscuit.
I thought it was from the packet.
What was the point?
No, so the point is, if you're doing it a second before they die, like, what's the difference between whispering that a second after they die kind of thing? Like, it seems arbitrary.
And then where do we draw that line? Why is it not a minute before, an hour before, a day before, a week before?
Yeah, and so there is, I think that was one of the arguments I've heard. And so there are some people who think you can actually harm people who have passed on. I don't think I really subscribe to that idea. I'm the view, if you're not aware of it, I'm not sure how you could possibly be hurt by it.
Yes. I love this philosophical concept of, we can't draw the precise line, therefore it doesn't exist. So do whatever you want. It seems to come up again and again.
Yeah. So what should she do?
I reckon stay home.
What's the
play
least?
Some Nintendo.
Ooh.
Oh, maybe play Nintendo
at the funeral.
No. In memory of.
Yeah, exactly. You respect this because she doesn't know the uncle at all, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
And no one knows her. Is that right?
Well, people know her because obviously she's part of the family.
Yeah. Oh, then she needs to go. I missed that.
But why though?
To support the family.
To support the family. The funeral is not for the person who has passed away. Yeah. It's for everyone else who's affected by it.
So technically then funerals aren't for the person who actually you're going to see. It's for
the family. Yeah,
so it's quite selfish then.
Yeah.
It's basically they're having free sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's the last chance.
Grieving. It's communal grieving.
Respecting the dead is such an interesting thing. Like what with soldiers and Anzac Day, Poppy Day in New Zealand. We have to wear a poppy to respect the dead. I always wonder, how many poppies could I put on before it becomes quite disrespectful?
I think more than one, probably, right?
Like, if I was wearing
a little nipple and poppy.
Yeah, I guess if you wear where you wear it as well,
lest we forget, you're just covered.
If I was wearing
poppy.
A suit full of poppies, is that more or less respectful than, because you're only wearing one?
Sorry.
Yeah, this isn't a maxim of like poppies equal respect in some sort of like linear basis.
Especially because when everyone's like doing the minute silence and then you're shuffling in with all your poppies rustling together.
Jenny, thanks for getting in touch.
Yeah.
Our recommendation is?
I think you've got to go support your family.
Yeah.
But maybe just to be sure, go up to the casket and instead of saying something nice, just say something really offensive to him.
Do one for you.
Yeah, just go, why did you bring me here? And then that'll be fine. It'll be good.